From an open hole in the ceiling, water cascades down, filling every step in this facility with a wet slosh, falling over the edge of the railings and down into a pit where we can see the Statue of Liberty be reforged by the Ladies of the Lake. Over rusted speakers that struggle to bounce noise around this facility, trying hard to rise above the noise of water and screeches, an announcement crackles. good afternoon, ladies. We have some announcements. Our efforts to build the lady back to her full strength is going well. We now ask for all hands on deck for a power source. If you go looking, I don't know if anyone's heard, but our guests, who you may have seen, have cleared the entrance to the subway tunnels. So now our investigation for tech can expand. I will say, though, we have heard reports from Brook Lane that the Kings of Mahat have made a temporary settlement in Brook Lane and refuse to move. So if anyone goes in that direction, please look out. Speak to Mary also if you're traveling a Manscott route. Now, also let Carmine know if you leave and also where you're going. We're really close, ladies. We'll have her back soon. In the meantime, this is Tempted by the Hazelnuts. As the announcement crackles, it leaves the sound of running water and metal clanging behind. You have all escaped into a side room to fix up Crash's injuries. Bix, the nuclear power core sits heavy on your back. You can feel the weight of its almost eternal engine. You can all feel the radiation coming off of it. What do we think the group is up to?
If there are any ladies of the lake around, Mrs. Trimbley is just trying to make herself useful. Although she doesn't know this place or what they need here, so I think a lot of what's happening is her just sort of hovering around and maybe picking things up and moving them around and... just sort of waiting and hoping that she'll get a moment to be useful.
You were led in here by Mary. She is fairly short. She's a little stocky. She's wearing these consistently wet, but that is to say every single lady you see is almost soaked head to toe 100% of the time because they live their life either in or directly next to water. You're wearing overalls. Short, blonde-ish, mousy hair. When you're moving stuff, she'll probably grab you to help pick up some of the slightly bigger items to help move. Oh, thank you so much, dear. You're... Ooh, Amy has been saying your name. You're Mrs. Trimbley.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, I want to thank you for the arm that you gave Amy. She should be around here somewhere. She was very excited when she hopped back on her little bucket after finding some mostly trash, but then your arm, which we appreciated. We're able to scrap that for some good stuff for the lady.
Well, of course. We're just passing through, of course. We're very busy and we have things to get to, but, you know, I've just always been very fascinated by the ladies and, you know, what you do over here, and if there's some way that we could be useful while we're here, I would love to hear how I could help.
Oh, well, of course. Well, lend a hand where you can is definitely help enough. I'll be honest. We were a little suspect when we heard that there was a Mr. Handybot around in Mahat. We was sure that everything in there was a member of the king, so it was nice to hear that you were kind to us, at least kinder than they are.
Oh, please, Mr. Handy was my grandfather. You can call me Mrs. Trimbley.
Mrs. Trimbley. Mm. I apologize. Yeah. Well, again, we're mostly done. We were, still are technically, trying to find something to power the lady. I don't know too much about the origin of this, but I know that she's gonna raise us up and she's gonna help us onto the next stage of what Bedivere's plan is.
Oh, of course she is. Well then, I won't be in your hair. I'll just go take care of my young Mr. Robin and just admire the work that you do.
Thank you. If you do want to help, though, maybe reaching out to Bedivere is actually not that bad of an idea. And if you want to go on the mainland, you can do what a lot of us can, since we can't really step foot on solid, dry ground. If you want to go, you can speak to Carmine, because Carmine kind of tracks where we all go and has some lists. Bedivere has, like, a plan for what we're trying to do here. If you want, I have some friends who live just outside of Mahat, but I don't know if you really want to. I don't know. They might not be friends with people who you're friends with, but you let me know if you need some help getting to mainland.
Oh, well, I can assure you I only keep perfectly civil company. But who is, Belvedere, was it?
Bedivere.
Bedivere. And who is that?
Oh, that's our leader. A leader is the one below the lady, of course. She's the one with all the plans.
Oh, well, then I would be delighted to meet her.
Fantastic. She's just there. She points up through this. The way this facility is set up is you are kind of in the middle of the Statue of Liberty. The Statue of Liberty has fallen and is submerged mostly underwater at this point, but they are now working. They've almost excavated most of this area, and you would be around where the chest part of the Statue of Liberty is.
Okay.
She points up to where the face of the Statue of Liberty is.
Great.
She'd be up there.
Say that name for me one more time out of character, Robin.
It's Bedivere.
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 Because then Mrs. Trimbley hovers over to the rest of the crew and excitedly goes, "Everybody, I don't mean to sound the alarms, but I have been invited to meet the Queen."
Above table, we all heard that radio transmission?
You all heard the radio, yeah. You all heard the announcement go on. You can decide how much of the conversation between Mrs. Trimbley and Mary you have heard. But yes, you all definitely heard the radio announcements.
Philly's definitely taken a step back. And is kind of a little bit further away from everyone. I think Crash feels kind of like a little, like, hand kind of grasping a little bit, like at your pants or your shirt. And Philly's face when she turns to you is not its usual bright, bubbly, smiley face. It's very kind of concerned.
Did you hear them say that the Knights of Mahat have built a settlement and they won't leave, and that it's They're a problem. Did you hear that?
I heard the whole Brook Lane thing. Mm-hmm.
Does everyone think they're a problem?
You know, sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. If you're on their bad side, they're a problem. Are you on the Knights of Mahat's bad... I am. I'm a bit on their bad side.
I can probably fix that. My parents and the people from my vault, like, they get along really well with the Kings of Mahat. It's not... They're not bad people. They're just, you know, they're trying to carve a way for ghouls in this new world. That's all. It's not...
It's still a sort of religious hierarchy. Yeah. You know what?
What's wrong with that?
I'm sure it's fine. Are you worried about them establishing a settlement in Brooklyn? You look a little bit... You look scared. Are you scared of the Knights of Mahat in any way?
Me?
Yeah. You just looked a little frightened.
No, okay. They're really nice. I feel like if I come from a place where they're really liked and I'm here where they're not liked, I guess this is the first time I've really realized that maybe there's not friends everywhere.
Philly. Philly, Philly, Philly. I'm gonna say something that might break your heart.
Okay, Mr. Pants. I mean, I trust you.
Sometimes there aren't friends. Sometimes it's even worse. Sometimes there are enemies. Remember that big beast we fought back there?
Well, that's an animal. That's different.
But that's the thing. There was like a dude on the side of it. Kinda. And then those ghouls we fought way back when... I know they were feral.
Yeah, but he was your friend, right? He just had a problem. He was having a real tough day.
That's true. That's true. But sometimes, Philly, you'll find yourself in a place where you have to act like you're a friend. Mm-hmm. And you're pretty good at being a friend.
So you just
act like you are, okay?
So I should tell them that I'm from where I'm from and I should be honest.
Ooh, that's a really good... That's a really good question. I think honesty is a very good policy.
Right?
But if someone would point a gun at you for being honest...
Huh?
I think it's a bad policy. So what if... What if... Let's do this. Anytime you get the urge to say, "Hi, I'm Philly. I'm friends with the Knights of Mahat."
Yeah.
You instead say, "Hi, I'm Philly." And, Or, another fun fact about yourself. What's another fun fact about you?
Well, my parents originally were going to call me Jessica, and then they decided that it was just too ordinary. They wanted something that was really going to make a splash and be memorable, so instead I'm Philomena. Or Philomena, if you have a fancy accent.
Now you know what to say instead.
That's true.
So I challenge you. Remember what I said. Everyone can be, everyone might not be. We haven't found out yet. If we can find something they want or they need, we could just make them think that we're friends. And then you can tell them whatever you want. But for right now,
Mrs. Trimbley seems to be friends. Maybe we can be friends through Mrs. Trimbley.
I'm going to be honest. Mrs. Trimbley has us beat in a way. And I'm going to tell you, Mrs. Trimbley is... incredibly easy to like.
Yeah!
Mrs. Trimbley is also... a robot. And unfortunately, people, or fortunately, are more inclined to trust robots. Because most robots aren't coded to backstab or to lie. Typically. Yeah. They can be, but Mrs. Trimbley... Oh, Mrs. Trimbley's got a core of gold, you know? So I think anytime we meet one of these nice little ladies under the big lady, you just tell them your name. Tell them your parents would have called you Jessica. Tell them your favorite color. But I swear to God, if you say anything about the Knights of Mahat, I will be running. Okay?
Yes. What if they say something about it first?
About you being friends with the Knights?
Just anything about the Kings? If they say that first, I should just
We should leave that to the best talker in the group. Bix
is pretty good. Okay.
I agree.
All right. And she knows these people, right? This is a place where she's also welcomed?
Well, I thought that she was also a robot, but I think her hands are sweating. So.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
no,
she's not
robot.
Friend? I think these ladies make her nervous.
Yeah, Bix is standing next to Mrs. Trimbley as you come over and you're like, "I got an invitation to the Queen." And Bix just kind of quickly looking murderous and it takes you to the side and goes, "I don't think we should trust her."
Yo, you take me aside?
Oh, I take the robot.
Bix, darling, don't be silly. This is the Queen of the Ladies of the Lake. They don't bother anybody. They just keep to themselves on their nice little island. And I think all we need to do is meet the Queen and we show her how fancy we are. We are so skilled and so proper, and we have such a nice little eclectic group, and we'll just charm her, and then who knows, maybe we'll just be friends to the Queen of the Lady of the Lake, and then we'll never see her again.
We're not supposed to be friends with the ladies of the lake.
Oh, why not?
They're not good.
Oh, hogwash! Who's telling you those rumors? Are you hanging out with kids on the wrong side of the track?
Where is that?
Well, I don't know. But I always tell young Mr. Robin, never go to the wrong side of the track. There are kids there.
Is Mrs. Trimbley making a comment on poverty right now?
Bix takes this in very deeply. She's going to be looking out for those tracks. I don't know why, and I don't know what they're doing, but they're doing something, right? They can't just be on an island.
No, they're rebuilding the lady. The biggest one.
The biggest one?
Yes, well, you see, she's all fallen and out of sorts. Looks like she's had a very bad day or several hundred thousand bad days, but look at them, they're building her back up. You know, she used to be standing there, right in the middle.
Yeah?
Yeah, I didn't know that she was any sort of lady. I sort of thought that she was just a statue, but I'm wrong all the time.
Me too. Okay, I had a new idea. So, yeah, we should talk. Yeah, that's a good idea.
To Bedivere? The Queen?
Yeah.
Oh, good, because I've been invited.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I come?
Of course, Bix. I can't do this alone.
Good. Kind of, is the core, like, how big?
It's not very big.
Not very big.
For, like, storytelling reasons, so you could carry it on your person and no one else can see it, it can fit. It's like it's like bigger than a football, big enough to fit in a backpack, and no one is like, "Hey, what is that?" And on your back.
We're just irradiating the entirety of the Ladies of Lake. Yeah, how
yeah,
many?
You are, it is. It yeah, is highly irradiated.
I was going to say, how many humans are around us in the Ladies of the Lake?
They're mostly human.
So we're giving him cancer.
It's a
right
light
now.
Dose of radiation.
Oh, okay.
It's the wasteland. Yeah. They're gonna be like, ooh.
It's the wasteland.
Check
they're
my levels.
Fine.
High for some reason.
Whoa. And they're getting higher as we take this test? That's crazy.
But yeah, Bix is on board because she's come up with a very ingenious plan called Get Intel.
That's why you're the talker.
Always one step ahead. Mostly because my legs are so dang long.
Where would the team like to go? Are you going to go to the face of the Lady of the Lake?
Are we getting clued into the conversation that Bix and Mrs. Trimbley had?
I think at the end of that, when Bix says that she's on board, Mrs. Trimbley excitedly, like, rolls over to Crash and Philly and is like, "So Bix is in? It's time to meet the Queen? Are you two? You two are coming, right? You look so good."
I've got stitches to my chest. I'm in a perfect position to meet a queen right now. Wouldn't you agree, Philly?
I will tell her my favorite color.
Hell yeah, you will.
What a genius idea. I bet she'll love it.
Thank you, Mrs. Trimbley. You're so likable. I strive to be like you one day.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't think they've learned how to do that, but we could find someone.
Philly just smiles at you, beaming.
You all wander your way up the facility. You arrive at an entrance to the face. There is a almost matching Bix in stature, holding a plasma rifle, on saying you're here to meet the Queen and seeing who you are. She knocks, walks inside of the face, and then comes back out, gestures inside. As you all walk in, it is knee level up, filled up with water, some of which falls out as you all stumble your way in, and then is refilled back by the guard waiting next to the door, who pours more water into the head. You see an older lady, human, not ghoulified, white hair, dressed like the Statue of Liberty. She's wearing robes, has a little crown which was clearly, for us in the real world, from the Statue of Liberty gift shop, but now a real crown, sat inside on a garden chair that has been pulled inside of the face of the Statue of Liberty. They have carved out some of the mouth of the statue so you can all see out of the facility over the East River. You can see Mahat, a lot of the wasteland of New York. Hello.
Your Majesty.
I am no Majesty, please. This is the Majesty. Gesturing to the Statue of Liberty. I am but a servant of the Majesty. Spreading the word of her. Thank you so much for clearing the way to the subway tunnels. We hope to find something that can alleviate our final problem and bring us to the Ascension.
What's the final problem?
We have spent countless hours rebuilding the lady to what she was before the bombs fell. I have spent my whole life on water. I grew up in a place not far from here called Rivet City. I spent my whole life on boats, and I saw the horrors that the wasteland gives, this constant cycle of corruption. The water underneath us, so irradiated you could not drink from it. But I saw it healed. I saw a group of people deradiate the water, purify it, and I knew that is what we are here for. The earth cannot be healed. Agek gestures toward the kings. Agek is a temporary solution. The rot will seep its way in there. the water being cleansed heals every part of us. I sailed my way over here, and in a storm I almost drowned, but I found the lady herself. She reached out to me. She said, "Welcome in." And I knew that we had to rebuild her. We had to show everyone the majesty of this woman. The only thing left, after so many years of work, we need a power source. Something strong enough. We've been sending people to the mainland to try and find any small bits of power that we can. It's not enough, but I feel like we are getting close. And now, with the subway tunnels, I believe we can find it.
Bix has the backpack in the front. Mm-hmm. Kind of holds it a little closer.
So the lady talked to you? Are you talking about spoke to you in like a... the creator kind of way?
Spoke to us.
That's... okay. Hmm. Okay.
I've been spreading her word since. Everyone here is welcome.
Thank you for your hospitality.
Of course. We're not to turn anyone away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. What is it that you would all like? We've been trying to get those subway tunnels cleared for a long time. They are not kind routes to walk.
I don't know about the rest of our lovely little posse. I want my bus back, personally. I'd also, potentially, like unlimited access on your ferries. I think our group likes, we're big fans of traversal and transportation. And that is both of my requests. I don't know about everyone else.
I also like Crash's bus.
Thank you.
She mulls it over, but I would like a roll, I think. I'd like a charisma speech.
One success, zero complications.
Perfect. We will not be able to supply the people to fix your bus, but when the time comes, ferries is... That's the least we could do. If you would like, I know some people that could fix the bus, but you would have to do it yourself.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Me and that lady, that's my lady.
Ah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That bus speaks to me much like this Lady of Liberty speaks to you.
Hmm.
I could make that puppy sing until kingdom come. I just need to get out of the damn subway tunnels. That's more so what I wanted help with. Mm. We don't gotta do it now, but sometime soon. As for the ferry access, it's very kind of you. We had a bit of a run-in with the spooky, scary guy. The death claw with the dude attached.
The questing beast, yes.
Yeah. What the fuck's up with that dude? Do you know anything about him? Why is he like that?
You can see on her face there's a small bit of her that does. You should speak to Mary, if you haven't yet. She knows some people.
We've been running into a lot of, like, human experiments. Which, never thought I'd say that out loud. But it's more than usual. I just didn't know if you knew about any sort of mad scientist that is putting people through the trials.
You're friends with Brook Lane. I see you've done a lot for them.
They're okay.
You should speak to Mary. You should ask about the Manscots. It's friends of hers.
The Manscots are friends of hers?
Friends as far as you can be friends, but...
I kind of send a glance over to the gang. Okay, so you're telling, are like the ladies of the lake friends with the Manscots? In general, or just Mary?
I mean, we don't really have a problem with them. People who don't interfere with us, there is some things that we find fairly morally reprehensible, and we tend not to talk to people who do that.
Understood. Well, I hope you find a power source.
I hope you find your bus.
I'll definitely keep an eye out for one.
Whichever way you wish to go, just let probably Carmine know. You can either get... You can make your own way back down the subway tunnels, or we can take you to Mahat, or just outside of Brook Lane.
I'm sure my friends have a lot to ask you. You're a influential lady.
She turns to everyone. Questions?
What does... reprehensible mean?
Brook Lane plays itself up as a positive place. But we have friends who have informed us of the things that they do behind closed doors. Why do you think the power keeps shorting?
Oh. I don't like them either, so.
Good. It means you have a good instinct.
What do you think's happening in Brooklyn that's so reprehensible?
We know a lot of people that have a lot of problems with Brooklyn.
Hmm.
There are some things that we've found whilst we've been searching. Places that I don't like. People who... I have seen firsthand the destruction that they cause. A little bit too much affiliation there.
Thank you for the information. I will make sure to keep my eyes peeled. I got some people I can talk to and get some more information about that. The above table, the lady that sent me on the mission to go fix the power. What is her name again?
Morgana. Or Francis. Morgana is anyone who is lightly affiliated with the kings will call her Morgana. So you would have heard the name Morgana in the Ladies of the Lake structure as well. Okay. People in Brooklyn call her Francis. Francis Morgot is her name.
Okay. Right, that's what it was. I just couldn't remember. Thank you.
Philly looks at you, Crash. With, like, a less terrified face now, and more one that seems almost conspiratorial. And she leans over and kind of, like, does a very kind of looks around and then cups her hands around your ear. So, it sounds like this Bedivere person came here in search of friends, found the lady, wants to fix the lady up, and doesn't have a problem with the Kings of Mahat after all. So maybe I can ask her more questions, see if she needs friends. Because maybe if the kings and the ladies linked up and they trusted each other, we could get a power source, or at least stop Brook Lane from siphoning power, because that's what we're here to do anyway. Right?
I like your thinking, Philly.
I'm gonna try. I know I said I wasn't gonna, like, do it my way, but I'm gonna try it. I'm just gonna try. I'm just gonna see if it happens, okay?
I'm gonna take, like, a small step back.
Philly takes a large step forward.
I'm gonna inconspicuously just, like, rest my hand on the gun in my waistband.
Philly does a deep curtsy. Sir Bedivere. My lady.
Hello.
My name is Philomena, and I am here... You can call me Philly if you'd like. I am here to let you know that I am from a vault in an undisclosed location, and we do have good relations with the Kings of Mahat. They, too, are frustrated with Brook Lane's siphoning of the power, and I was sent to investigate. Would you and the rest of the ladies here consider a parley
between your two factions to perhaps unite against Brook Lane and their power-siphoning madness. I would very much like to make new friends, and you seem like you came here in search of the same.
She looks very impressed with the boldness of just outright saying a plan. We are not enemies of the kings. A parley. We're not enemies with them. But we know what they aim to accomplish. And they know what we aim to accomplish. Tensions are rising. And if the kings agree to our terms and what must happen for the lady to walk, I see no trouble in us doing what we need to do to Brook Lane. It will happen anyway. They are going to go to war soon. We can see it happening. You don't need to be the most intelligent person to see that those two are going to start swinging soon. But if we get what we need, I don't see why we shouldn't be able to. But I have a feeling that they probably won't like our terms.
Why?
There will be no landmass when the lady walks. We're sinking Mahat. We're flooding Brook Lane. There will be no land left. Everything will be water.
But what about the other ladies? What about you?
We have fairies. We have the lady herself who will carry us. This is what we've been building. We have one step till we fulfill what we need.
But what about your friends? You're going to kill all your friends?
No. No. We will harbor ourselves. We are not allowed to touch land, and that is not an easy thing here. We have two small rivers. We will make it bigger, more water. We can then travel.
So do you plan on evacuating? Sorry, I did not mean to cut in there. Do you plan on evacuating either of those locations prior to doing so, or are you just gonna Noah's Ark this shit?
If they wish to join us, they're welcome to. If they're open to a parley. As many people... We don't want the destruction of people. No, no, no. Everyone will live better lives. There are lots of people who don't touch land. Again, I was born on Rivet City. I know there are places out west. Speak to Morgana. She spent the majority of her life not on land.
I appreciate your candor. My favorite color is purple. I will be going with my friends. Thank you. Philly turns around and her face is, like, horrified. Like, her one eye that's already kind of bulging out of its socket seems like it's just about to drop onto her leathery face that is kind of plastered with this grimace of horror rather than the very kind of pleasant smile that's usually there. And she grabs Bix's arm and Crash's arm and just starts to move away. Just, like, back away.
We really appreciate... I don't really know what you've done. Well, the offer of the free fairies and whatnot. We will keep our eyes peeled to have your power source for your nice lady, and I will float the idea to Morgana about joining up and being a part of your What's your capacity on your fairies and in your lady? How many people?
We can house a lot of people. If people want, we can wait until we build more, but we know that the Kings and Brook Lane are going to start fighting one another. They might do the job for us.
Mm.
We want the lady to be functional for when they start attacking.
Mm. Okay. So is... All right. You know, I love a good swim. I like boats.
You're welcome to join us, but once you do, you will not... We will not permit you to step foot on land.
Of course. Yeah. No, that's a given. That's a given. You know what? Mm. What has land ever done for me? I got shot on land. I got cut up on land. Anyway. It was so nice meeting you. Thank you so much. Your hospitality knows no bounds. You flooded us with kindness. And I appreciate you greatly. Anything else, friends of mine?
I just want to say, before we go, thank you for regaling us with your story.
Mm.
I hope you don't mind, but I made a little something.
Oh.
And the stalk of her central eye stops looking like an eyeball, and you see like a little like pages of a storybook, and like a children's storybook, she is a princess like swimming across a great sea, and like that story of her landing and things like all plays out in this sort of like cartoon storybook artistic way, ending with the possible future of her like ushering everybody onto the Statue of Liberty like an ark and saving them as they walk off into the ocean, into the sunset. Mrs. Trimbley, after it finishes and her eye comes back, it's just been such a long time since I've had a new story to tell young Mr. Robin. And I just, that was just such, it was just like a fairy tale. So I thought it would be a nice one, an addition to our nights, if that's okay.
She reaches her hand out to see if she could flick through it and look through this story. She flicks to the page when the Statue of Liberty and her are ushering everyone into this new age. She gets a little teary-eyed. It's just like the stories you hear when this country had started before the bombs.
Oh, well, those were not very fantastical at all. It was all quite boring. But this is pure fantasy. You're right out of a storybook.
Thank you. If you do want help in any way, you can consider us friends.
Oh, well, that's delightful. Well, all right, we've been in your hair long enough. We'll move right along. We've got a bus to fix and things to do. Children to get to sleep, she whispers into her apron.
Catch you around, Belt. Yeah.
On that remembered name, we go.
Your next favorite game is on My First Dungeon.
Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon. Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon. Ho, 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 and welcome to My First Dungeon.
From Sad Space Cowboys.
Kamari takes out a lighter from their pocket and goes, this bar's next.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let's go.
To death metal Viking cats.
Hello Kitty, you see Melody Tuffington flying through the air, jacked as shit, massive legs, to horny snowmen?
The sad part is that Joshua never gave Frosty a penis.
No.
And everything in between.
It was a dark and stormy night.
We've got something for everyone.
You're a special Gertrude girl in a special Gertrude world. Happy birthday, happy birthday. I'm not a skeleton.
Learn the game, then hear it in action.
That's Snake Eyes minus two. That's a zero.
Snake Eyes, that means that we have our very first plot twist. Anytime somebody rolls doubles, we get a plot twist.
So grab some headphones.
And get lost in a story with us.
I'll be honest, I don't know all the rules of it. We'll kind of figure that out as we go. But do you want to just play? I've got some great stories to tell you.
And remember,
if you're having fun, you're already doing it right.
Oh, fuck!
This episode is brought to you by Hero Forge. There is no better gift for a gamer than a custom miniature of their beloved TTRPG character. So this holiday season, take the guesswork out of gift giving and treat your players to a digital gift card to Hero Forge. Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. You can make minis in a variety of materials, including premium unpainted plastic and color standees, and they even offer downloadable model files so you can 3D print your unique designs at home. And for the dice lovers in your party, never fear, Hero Forge has you covered with their custom dice, which lets you put your hero inside the very D20 that will help lead you to glory. Visit heroforge.com to send your players a digital gift card and let them build the heroes of their dreams.
You can find yourself back in that little side room where you're alone and can talk.
Mr. Pants, that was not good.
I'm not a big
fan.
That
was not good. That was not good. See, you didn't say that sometimes they're okay with being your friend, but also they want to do horrible things to other people that would not make them friends to other people. That was something I don't know that
you're
you
right.
said that part. And that part
seems very
important right now because...
That's on me.
She wants to murder everybody.
What are you talking about?
Mrs. Trimbley.
Bix, do you want to murder everybody? Is that a reasonable thing to want? Maybe I'm just sheltered. I understand. I come from a very specific community of people. So I also trust you in your infinite wisdom. In your experience, Bix, is it something that where you want to kill everybody and that's normal? It's fine.
We definitely don't want to kill everybody.
You want to convert everybody, right? Into the vibe you have.
Yeah, that is.
Would you kill to convert people, Bix? Anybody that will not convert, you'll kill type of thing? I didn't pick that vibe from you.
No.
Yeah. This is a long pause right now.
There is a right. I'm not one to judge. You see, I see faces when I close my eyes. Because out of necessity, I've killed probably a small village of people in my life.
So it's normal to just kill people?
No! And let me stop you there. That was on me for not warning you about the whole friends could be bad people. I have killed close to a village of people, depending on what you constitute as a village. I've been out of self-defense most of the time. It has been very rare that I've sought out people to kill, unless they were very bad people. I personally would not put the lives of everyone in Mahat and Brook Lane at risk. Personally. This is not normal. I want to get that across, Philly. There's a story. You guys had the... various religious teachings in your vault, right? Bible.
You can kind of choose what you want to read, you know what I mean? I've never really...
Did you ever choose to... So there's a story about this guy named Noah who
The world got flooded. He didn't do it personally. The world got flooded. Yes, the Ark.
Yes,
you got it.
I do know that one.
So here's the reason that story is a good one. Noah didn't flood the world. Noah just put some animals on the boat.
Yeah.
This is bad because she's going to say to everybody, either join us or drown. And I don't like that. I like to give people a choice.
Yeah.
I'm a big dead or alive kind of guy. You could just, you know, you could come with me or you could die. This is not one of those situations I call a pleasant dead or alive situation. I like the earth. I like the ground. I like the thing I'm standing on not to fucking move sometimes. I don't plan on being a lady of the lake, so I think we should keep this fucking, our little, our light bulb very far away from their lamp.
Yeah, I don't think that my vault is gonna wanna live on a raft of some kind. I feel like that's honestly in direct opposition to how we even got here. My ancestors traveled across the plains to get to the other side of the country to set up the vault. Why would someone want to murder everybody?
I think this is bad. And we shouldn't give this to them. I'm a little... If I keep it, this maybe is, I should say, the people that I am with also want to do something to a lot of people, and maybe I shouldn't have it.
Like, holds it tighter even as she says it.
If that's bad, if you're saying that's not good.
What do the children of Adam want to do to everybody? They want to convert everybody into... I'm not going to say people like you. That sounds derogatory.
It's people like me.
Yeah, thank you for saying it for me. Took a weight off my shoulders there.
They're not all as good as me at it.
Okay. Can I hold that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all right.
Like very, very regretfully hands it over.
Thank you, Bix. That was a very good display of self-control. I personally don't have plans to do any sort of mass casualty event. Or some sort of I'll kill you if you don't join me situation. I'll hold on to this bad boy. For now. Maybe we can find somebody that deserves it. Not saying you don't, Bix. You deserve the world. I think. Still out. The jury's still out on that one. Mrs. Trimbley, what vibe did you get from Miss Belvedere?
Well, she's like a fictional character. She's like a storybook character with this fanciful journey that she's been on.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I'd like to get the fuck out of here, personally. I want to go talk to Mary about the big beastie and the human experiments that have been happening.
Sure, we should get out of here. We're in their hair.
Yeah, we don't want to impose.
They're so busy.
On the genocidal maniacs.
No.
Sorry, on the very nice ladies.
Of course not. Well, it's just... I figure as we start walking, Mrs. Trimbley will continue to think out loud a little bit. It's just, you know, we need stories. We need new stories of people triumphing. It's been so long since a new one was written. I've been reading ancient trash to Robin for too many years.
Yeah.
You know, this is... Mrs. Trimbley, you're right. This is a good story. I think it's best if we keep it one.
Oh, well, sure. Stories like that never work out when they're in real life. It's fanciful
exactly.
storytelling.
Exactly. And I personally don't want to see
Don't want to see the reality become one.
No, that would be absurd.
I actually think we should do everything in our power to keep that from happening. Not going to go drastic here. I just say that we try and locate other power sources that could power the lady and destroy them or throw them away.
Well, destroying them seems a bit...
A little wasteful.
Extreme.
I would agree. But here's the thing, right? I put this little puppy in my bus. Or let's say I put this little puppy in the old power plant, right? That means it's still within range of the ladies of the lake. And what's going to stop them once they find out it's there? Just to go and grab it, right? That's more so where my head's at. I could make Bessie fly with this thing. I could make it do the splits, do a flip. I could do anything in the world with this little power source. But if the ladies find out that we're harboring a son in your pocket, they're gonna hunt us until they kill us. I don't like people hunting me, personally.
Well, they can't step on land. So you always have that.
Doesn't stop them from hiring a lot of people who can.
Oh, I've seen the way they crawl with their buckets. Don't you even worry. Your bus will fly right past them.
Are we out of the ladies yet, or are we still walking through it?
You're kind of in this nebulous, you're walking past people, but none of them will pick up and stop you if you're like, we should kill the ladies. No one's going to turn around and be like, hey!
Okay, because Bix, I think, very quietly will chime in and say,
I don't know, I think we could maybe just kill Bedivere. That would fix it.
Oh, you stop that. Killing people, Bix. You're a good person.
No, Mrs. Trimbley, listen, apparently... It is normal to kill people if they are bad or if it is in self-defense. That is perfectly normal.
Vix is nodding.
Yeah.
Mrs. Trimbley takes a clearly dead pigeon out of her apron and covers his
when
ears.
When did that happen?
And goes, Philomena, you stop that.
When...
Right now,
the pigeon died.
That kind of dog. His body is like just wiggling,
like shaking. Yeah. You're like, yeah. How dare you?
I'm not trying to be a negative influence on young Robin. I apologize. You're right. I should have considered that you should cover his ears first. But Mrs. Trimbley, sometimes you have to do what you have to do to save other people.
What have I done to you, Philly? What have I done to you?
Well, that's just silly. We have to do what we have to survive, but we can do so without hurting people or other more extreme things.
Look, I am glad you said it, Bix. I was thinking it, but... What's stopping them from just making a new Belvedere? You know?
I don't know.
She died. You cut off the... It's kind of like a worm, right? You cut off the head. It's going to grow one back. What's a better... It's kind of like a hydra. That's a better term. That's a better metaphor here. You cut one of the heads off to grow back. If we kill her, all these little ladies are going to just try and do the same thing. And I also know that they can... take their buckets and hop. But what I mean is, what's stopping them from hiring a bunch of mercenaries to hunt us like animals? Because if somebody who has had mercenaries hunt me like an animal, a bus ain't stopping a bomb. That's all I'm saying. As we found out when we got launched into the fucking tunnels. My bus didn't help me then. Well, it kind of did, but not before it was in a hole. Let's go talk to Mary.
Mr. Trimbley, as you gesture, the dead bird slips out of your hand and then is quickly taken by a torrent of water that is cascading down. However, as you turn, another pigeon is kind of stood and hopping along the railing.
Young Mr. Robin, I told you not to go too far.
Beep.
I know that we were talking about very inappropriate topics, but that's no reason to run away. She goes and snatches it and wraps it up into the apron. There you are now. I know it's way past your bedtime. You just hold on a little longer. We'll find some place to rest.
That's a cute one.
I like this one.
That was really cute.
When did Robin
get cute? We still have our dog, by the way.
Yeah, where the fuck is...
Oh.
Where's Rambo?
He's following the whole time and nodding. Occasionally, like, people would look at him and they go, bark.
Yeah.
And then the lady's like, ooh, weird dog. And then turn back to do whatever they're doing.
I missed you, Rambo. I was going to dap up the dog.
Oh, the dog the dog does it back. Weirdly, it in this animation, as you go to dap up the dog becomes rotoscoped and both of them do like
yes,
a weird...
Yes, yeah.
Realistic.
Yeah, there we go. there's impact frames.
Very smiling
on the
friends face.
Yeah, yeah. There's...
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God. I missed you.
You find Mary, Mr. Trembley, as you pick up Robin. You turn to see Mary pointing at a metal panel that someone else is attaching, almost like some form of armor plating to. She turns. Oh, hey! How we all doing? Did you meet Bedivere?
Oh, we just did! Wonder. What a lovely storyteller she is. And how are you?
We are just about to send our first group down the tunnels. We don't really know what to look out for, though. Is there anything that we should... Like, where was... Did you see the Questing Beast? I mean, you did. Points to Crash. Where was it last time you saw it?
I set it on fire! It's out there.
Oh, you set it on fire and it's still alive?
Yes.
Okay, hey, we're gonna need like 5 more people, I think. Yeah. Can you give them all guns? Alright, appreciate that.
Oh, bring some books!
For the beast?
Yes, I think that he's been turning his life around. Doing a bit of reading.
She does a light shrug, turns to the person who's getting guns. Can you get books? Maybe. It's worth a shot. It's worth a shot. And the person then turns around and then walks like over handfuls of rifles and then also starts picking up books from a side bit. Is like occasionally throwing some away because most of them are now waterlogged. What can I do you for? You want to join us?
Ooh. Not yet. I gotta figure it out. You see, I can't swim. So I'm gonna learn how to swim. And once I learn how to swim, you'll have me.
Right. It's probably pretty useful. With the times coming?
Yeah, the time's coming. really quick, what do you know about the creature and about the experiments that have been done on the mascots?
The manscots? Oh, I tell you what, that's a sad group. They're good people, though. They're old residents of Brook Lane. Ain't you from Brook Lane?
Yeah, I knew they were. I just above table. Do I? Did I already know about the manscots?
You wouldn't. You would have heard.
Yeah, I knew that they existed.
Like raiders who are dressed as.
Yeah.
Raiders who are dressed as like popular mascots.
I knew they existed. So I might have misunderstood getting here. Are they? I was getting like a fused into the mascot suit situation vibe.
That's what is. A little bit implied,
okay.
But without having seen one before, you understood. Wouldn't necessarily
know. All right, cool. Yeah. Sorry, I think I was just reading too far into. All right, cool.
No, you got it. That is what it is.
I did not mean to. I'm so sorry. I was.
No, that's good.
As if that was common knowledge. Do you know anything about who the leader of the manscots or who might be inclined to do some genetic modification to ghouls, creatures like the Questing Beast?
The manscots are a group of people who used to be part of Brook Lane. They said they were sick, very, very sick. After seeing black, they woke in a lab underneath Brook Lane, and the Questing Beast, we think, is one of these earlier experiments. We don't know too much, but we're pretty sure that We're pretty sure it's Morgana.
All right. You think it's Morgana? Well, I appreciate your information quite a lot.
Sure. Do you want anything? Do you want off Avalon? We can get you off Avalon if you want.
Give me a moment. Let me consult with my peers. We gotta go kill this motherfucker. Morgana needs to die.
Oh, so dramatic.
Sorry. I just didn't like that she experimented on my little ghoul friend.
Oh, and I agree. And we should go and teach her a lesson. Absolutely.
What does teach her a lesson look like to you, Mrs. Trimbley? Be honest.
Well, it doesn't look pretty, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So, Mrs. Trimbley, when you light someone on fire with your 900-degree firearm, literally, what do you think happens after that?
Well, then they learn to read.
All right, Mrs. Trimbley, I hate to be really address the elephant in the room. Do you think all flesh creatures can survive 900 degrees?
Well, no, of course not. But you see, well, there's a self-defense mechanism that I have when young Mr. Robin is under threat. And I don't like it, but it's just sort of what happens.
So if we put ourselves in front of Morgana and gave her a light threat and she tried to kill us, would you then teach her a lesson?
Well, I certainly would, and I wouldn't even need we wouldn't need her to pull the first move. She's already done that.
Understood. Just wanted to make sure that we were within your realm of morality here before I go
guns a-blazing. She'll be regretting her poor choices in no time. Just you wait. Does anybody want a sucking candy?
Yes.
Yeah, I love sucking.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Mayor.
Howdy.
Can you take us back to, Oh, wait, I should get my fucking bus. God.
We ought to get the bus.
Well, I don't know how to fix the bus. And there's also not really a port near here. The Kings do. They have a lot of things. I mean, the Manscots maybe, but...
Yeah, but then I'd have to go find the service tunnel and deal with the questing beast again. Now, what
We're going to be down there anyway. Do you want us to grab it?
Yeah. And you know what? In exchange, why don't you tell us where you got some leads on power sources and we can go get you one.
Well, now that the tunnels are open, we can go to Vault 41. That's kind of our best course of action.
Okay. Just wanted to know so we could potentially go get one for you.
No, it's very kind of you. Are you part of the ladies now?
No. I'm a contractor. Right. 1099, the whole thing.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't get benefits. That's all I'm saying.
Oh. Well, being part of the ladies is the greatest benefit of all, so maybe you should think about joining us.
That's why I like you, Mary.
Thank you. What's your name?
Catch you around, Mayor.
All right. See you later.
I don't fucking like Mary.
Wait! She turns around. Where is it y'all want to go?
Oh, Brook Lane. We got an appointment.
We got lots of work to do.
Really quick. Are we feeling... We go talk to about deal with the Manscots. We go back to Brook Lane and kind of gauge what the Kings of Mahat are doing and go.
I think so.
I very want to figure out what's going on with the experiments and the whatnot.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, I'm thinking Brook Lane Morgana situation.
Yeah, you got a couple of quest lines at the minute open.
Yeah.
Yeah, take us to Brook Lane. We got some business there.
All right. Sure thing. She walks away after a little while. Mrs. Trimley, you hear a very excited voice wearing a little sailor uniform. Ah! Miss Trimley, no way! Running up is Amy. This is the lady who was jumping in the bucket, yeah, and then you gave the arm to. Ah! Hey there, how's it going? I'll be driving you. I heard that you all are getting out of here.
Oh, yes, that's right. Oh, and how lovely to see you. You look tip-top.
Thank you. The arm that you gave me kind of got me rising up the rank a little bit. Everyone's very excited.
Oh, my goodness. Well, congratulations on your promotion.
Thank you very much. It's so glad to see you here. I heard that people cleaned out the tunnels. I assume that's you, since you all seem very... You all seem very big and tough.
That's very right, we are.
Well, come aboard. Amy leads everyone outside to a ferry boat. Okay, take us about an hour.
All right.
Is that how far you have to go every time?
Well, it depends which way I go. I either go to... I don't often go to Brook Lane, because people don't really like Brook Lane. I often go to... I often go to Manhattan. It's not getting there is not what takes very long. It's walking around. Because I can't do it. A lot of people who travel outside, they fill their boots with water. I think that's a little bit cheating. It's still technically standing on land. You just have boots of water. So I just fill a bucket of water and then I jump around in it until the water is about halfway done. And then I jump all the way back.
I really admire your work ethic.
Thank you so much. That work ethic has gotten me... Oh, not very far. I'm not, like, high up. I'm still kind of a grunt, but... You know, I people like me, and they know my name now. Bedivere said, good job, Amy, the other day. When... Because she was eating lunch, and I went over to her, and I said, hey, do you hear about the robot arm? And she said, yeah, why? I said, well, that was me. And she was like, oh, what's your name? And I said, Amy. She was like, well, good job, Amy. I was like, thank you. And then I walked back, and I had my lunch.
Wow.
It was nice. It was pretty magical. I didn't get any additional provisions. Sometimes they give additional provisions for people to do really, really well. But I guess they just didn't have enough that day. But anyway, the Brook Lane. Bah, bah. Shouldn't have probably done that. I know that you're trying to be maybe a little stinky, and I didn't...
No, they can know we're back. What are they going to do? Kill us?
I hope not. Because I'm on board. I don't want me to die.
Yeah, I don't want you to die either. You got a bucket to come home to.
That I do. My most prized possession is the bucket. I'm really excited for one day for all of this to be flooded so that I don't need to jump around in the bucket anymore. I can just kind of swim.
But then who are you without the bucket, Amy?
Oh. I would like to think that people see me outside of the bucket.
How many people see you outside of the bucket other than the ladies? Literally.
Do you see me outside of the bucket?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one.
And you know what we've been talking about half this conversation?
Me in the bucket.
Yeah. Yeah. You got a lot to think about.
I got a lot to think about here. That's going to be tough.
It's, yeah.
Maybe I need a new, thing.
Yeah, you should pick up a hobby.
Yeah. Maybe it can be the girl that's always juggling.
Are you going to be in the bucket, too?
Well, I kind of know how to be in the bucket. You just said that I should be without the bucket, though, so maybe I'll just
No. I'm.
Do you want me to be
in
the bucket?
No, I'm saying... Listen. I'm just saying that you're more than the bucket. If you want to be the girl who hops around in a bucket and juggles...
Maybe I could be the person who always offers a stick of gum, if everyone...
Yeah.
If they ever need gum, I could be like, I have gum, and they could be like, oh, that's Amy, that's a gum girl.
I like that. I like that.
You like that?
And whenever you're... Yeah, the gum girl. That one's easy to remember. I think yeah. The bucket really made an impact.
Ooh.
On me. I think it...
Oh, it's just... Okay, wait. The only flaw in this is that when everything is flooded, it's going to be way harder to find gum. I feel like it's a good... It's cool, but it's short term.
Yeah, but... Amy... We got there.
We're worth something.
You're the gum girl. You're the gum girl, right?
Yeah.
You're the gum girl. What's the gum girl without gum, right?
Oh, but then we're back to square one again.
No, but if you flood the world, you're not the gum girl. What if you just didn't do the flooding?
But the flooding is good, though. Because it means that everything is water. And that's kind of what the Statue of Liberty wants.
Did you talk to her?
No.
Or were they... Yeah, no, because she doesn't talk to Bucket Girl. But I'm sure she would talk to Gum Girl. Think on it.
All right.
Think on it.
Have you got any gum on you, by the way? I just wanted to see how quickly I can quick start this. Anyone got gum? Yells to everyone else. Anyone got gum? I kind of really want to kickstart this, like, right now.
I.
But now you're just the girl asking for gum.
I don't have gum.
I need it.
But I do have a little candy, if you would like.
Gotta be the girl that always gives out candy. It's candy girl. Is that good? Is that bad? I don't like it. The mouthfeel of being the candy girl doesn't feel good. I feel like it's lightly problematic.
Listen.
God, I need her. On a primal and physical level. I need to kiss that woman and shut her the fuck up.
Oh, I did not mean to soul read this poor woman.
The whole time, Philly is just like right over your shoulder, like, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. She asks for gum and Bix pulls out gun and then realizes that's not what she's asking for.
Yeah, oh, Philly my. Just like slowly puts a hand on top of your hand and just lowers it.
No. Mm. The ferry pulls into Brook Lane.
Can I say that right before we kind of end this journey, at one point, Mrs. Trimley will kind of hover over to the pants, hopefully catching him alone. And it's like, you know, before we get back to our adventuring around, I just wanted to say I was very impressed earlier when you opened up about your fear of dying. I think that that's very brave to say. And, you know, I have a healthy fear of it, too. Not of me dying, but, you know, young Mr. Robin, of course.
I'd never want to see Robin die.
No, and it can't happen. But thank you for sharing.
You know, you guys have, softened up the old heart in the last couple of days. All right, can I have another candy?
Of course you can.
You all arrive at Brook Lane. Amy gets off and anchors the ferry, fills up a bucket from the river, and then stands in it. You guys go ahead. I'm gonna take a while. But if you need a journey back, you can come and I'll probably... I'm happy to wait, or if I'm gone, then, you know, I'm gone. But I'll be here for a couple hours at least.
If we find any gum, we'll make sure to bring it to you.
Thank you very much.
Three equally sized objects for you to juggle, whichever one sticks.
I really appreciate that. Have fun at Brook Lane! As you all step foot off the boat, you're in Domino Park. You see a large factory. The Brook Lane Bridge. You feel moisture in the air, and you feel a drop of rain on you. Looking out, you see the sun setting and a storm approaching. And that's where we're going to end today. Hello, beautiful, wonderful people. Thank you so much for listening to part 3 of Fallout Kings of Mahat. I have some thank yous to do.
before we close out, I would like to thank Modifius for sponsoring us for this game. If you enjoyed this and you would like to give the Fallout system a test for yourself, you can use the code DorkSpawn5, all caps, for 5% off of the Fallout RPG Corebook and/or the starter set on the Modifius website. The song you're listening to right now is an original song and the official Fallout Kings of Mahat song, Road to Nowhere by Behold. I would also like to thank Many Sided Media for giving us the opportunity to make this show and our beautiful cast. Candace McAfee, Nick Meyer, Dylan Apalian, and Sarah Is Coffee. If you are looking at your feed and wondering what Dorkspawn even is, it is a show where Dylan and I goof around. We play choice-heavy video games like a book club. We have done the entire Dragon Age franchise. We have done the Mass Effect trilogy. And now we are playing Fallout New Vegas. Listen every Friday on this very feed. My name is Robin Ekberg, Captain Grell on all things. I hope to see you next time, because war never changes.